Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you guys are having a joyous and blessed day this Sunday morning. This is Joy Clarion, and I had a song. I'm not sure if it played, but it was a pretty song. Well, if it doesn't play, I will say this to start off the meditation. Okay. Let's all get into our true selves this morning, our true spirit, and focus on what we can do to make our lives more interesting, more fulfilled, and what could also make us achieve the things that we want to achieve in life. Now, for the astrology part of today, I'm going to talk about the summer and the signs that we're in. More and more, when I do meditation, I find that we are in two particular signs, the sign of Leo and the sign of Virgo. Leo is that sign in the summer that symbolizes the sun, the point of our spirits where we should feel confidence. You know, you look at the seasons in nature. It's very sunny out. It's very clear. It's very optimistic and bright. And that's how we really should feel. But there are those who don't feel that way, understandably. Even in good weather, I mean, we have our own problems, which is understandable. And I believe that's where Virgo comes in. The sign of Virgo is the sign where, during the summer, you're required, or we're all required, to plan ahead for the future. Plan ahead for the coming, I should say, harvest, the fall. Get our ducks in order, so to speak. If you're a gardener, you know what this implies. It implies getting those weeds out of your garden, using the correct, insect repellent or pesticide, or just getting it ready for when it's time to harvest it. But maybe you may not have a garden. That same analogy applies to other things in life. I have examples there in the show, like saving money. You know, if you have kids go back to school usually around the fall. So it could be just a preparatory stage for you. Maybe you want to save money, just make sure you have enough resources for the fall and winter. Get your own clothes together, your own, fall and winter clothes together. But just basically, since the weather is nice and you should be feeling good like the weather, right? It's the idea that you feel good like the Leo lion sign, that you can go out and just overproduce, just be strategic about how to gain more so that you can just rest and relax in the fall. You know, that makes sense. But a lot of times our spirits are not in a conducive phase to do all these things, to plan and be strategic and, take care of ourselves, And then that's where spirit comes into play, the spirituality of this show, this meditation. What can enhance our spirits the other day, we had an interesting conversation. Joy Clarion had an interesting conversation with fellow friends, fellow associate, and we were debating about the essence of spirit. And this particular person is what you would consider sort of an atheist, sort of someone who just takes a lot of convincing to believe things. I mean, things have to be in their proper order. I finally understood this person. This person wanted things to have, it's like so much for this person to consider something outside their own beliefs. I mean, this person wanted research and quotes and sources and demonstrations in order to even consider, you know, the idea of a living presence within our bodies, you know, the part that makes us breathe, the part that makes us aware of who we are, life, essentially. The essence of life, I mean, what makes life life? This person needed so much to change their beliefs. So I took it like a tactical virgin queen and deciphered and asked questions and just was calm and patient with this person and really got to the bottom line of things. And what I got from that conversation, honestly, I really do believe this person thinks that, you know, we do have a spirit. It's just, it seems like this person has been hurt before in their lives to just not really want to feel hope again. I mean, I've come across people, especially many different walks of life that I've talked to, that things have happened in their life where they don't want to strive anymore. They don't have that childlike, that dreamlike anticipation for things to come. You know, they lose I feel like the greatest thing of ourselves is to just know that we are spiritual, emotional beings that can heal, just like plants, you know, to really appreciate ourselves and love ourselves. I feel like it's a lack of love, too, that comes into play. You know, maybe situations in life are not going your way. People have hurt you. And you forget how to take care of yourself, you know, on a spiritual level. You forget how to love yourself again. Children are a good example of this. Children are just very resilient at the stage that they are in life, where if something happens, usually they just bounce back. You know, they still retain that anticipation for life, like wanting to do something more, expecting something more. So I feel like this person was jaded, just to, for lack of a better word. And that being jaded about, you know, a beautiful quality in humanity, which is your spirit, which is your essence, the fact that never dies, that is in turn, you know, they say the yogis and, you know, many Eastern religions, spiritual systems, that is something that never dies. Your spirit, it just goes on. And this person was very scientific. I had to kind of compare it to energy, and we have this big debate about that. Oh, energy is not the same as spirit. And well, from my interpretation, energy is probably the best equivalent to the spirit concepts in those ancient religions. That's just a different word that they use to describe the type of energy, the type of breath that animates, you know, every human being. So I had to take this person there with the energy is not created nor destroyed, it's simply transferred. It's like second law, conservation of energy in science. I'm sure we all remember this in class. So when you pull the science together with spirituality, you know, the two really do kind of support each other. It does make sense. It doesn't, it's not like mutually exclusive. And even though I said these things, I feel like if a person was more objective and more unbiased, they would kind of listen to this, because it sounds like reason to me. But, I mean, maybe that's from my point of view. This person just seems to hold on so much to the fact that there's nothing, that, you know, you're just basically here and then you go. There's, you know, that you're not alive, that he was in front of me and he wasn't alive. That's basically what he was saying. Let's consult the tarot and astrology today about the essence of spirit. What can we discern? What can I say, Joy Clarion, to convince everyone of their spirit again, their childlike joy and wonder to anticipate future with a little bit more hope? Let me shuffle my celestial and astrological deck on the lessons of spirit today. Okay. Give me a moment to shuffle. So it's interesting what I received. Now, I got the four of Earth, and in my celestial deck, it is this woman who has a little bit of gold, and she's just worried of her lack or her feeling of not having a lot. But she's taken care of by the Earth. You know, she has some kind of spiritual structure. In other decks I have, it's interesting they chose like a Bambi childlike gear that is underneath like this three headstone of protection, or I should say four pillar stone protection, and it's very fragile structure, but the Bambi deer uses that structure to protect itself, even though it can't stay there forever because, you know, it's really exposed to a lot of the different elements, but still some type of protection. In essence, to explain spirit, I feel like when we are hurt in our lives, we feel like we have temporary protections, right? That we don't have enough. We don't have enough to protect our spirit. In a sense of feeling worried about the lack thereof, isn't that like something to say that you do have spirit, that you're here, that you are, just you're thinking about protection. Aren't you worrying and considering about yourself, like a type of love for the self, to worry about where, you know, where, what's going to happen to you, right? Just that idea of love. It's your spirit trying to heal itself, you know. And the Earth, Mother Earth is so great that she provides, even when you don't think so, right? You could be out in the blue just trying to find, like, well, how am I going to pay the rent? How am I going to do this and that? And then just as you look up, someone is there. You know what I mean? Some kind of situation. If you just start to be aware of what she provides, what is there in the reality to help you, that's the planet trying to help her child. You know, I think a lot of times people don't really recognize the help that's given to them because they're so stuck into maybe what they had before, and they're just stuck, and they just don't see that even though it might be something that could be considered small, it's still something to help you. I mean, many times I've walked to the street and I'm just thinking like, oh, I don't have any money, Joy, what's going to... And then I'll find like $5 bill on the street. I mean, how many times have that happened to us all, right? We'll come across some money on the street and that'll make your day, you know, because you didn't have to find that money. But then someone had to lose that money, so it's kind of like they had a, you know, maybe they needed that $5. Who knows how this worked? Just all to say that it's funny how things kind of like come out in the reality for you. I mean, I found many things that just help brighten up my day, just in nature. It's just a good lesson to just realize this. You may feel like you may not have a lot, but in a sense, you have everything. And once you start realizing that and enjoying life more and just being more open to everything, because I feel like when we worry, we close off our spirit. That's what I'm trying to get at this. When you embrace the solutions, when you embrace that life is going to take care of you, you just have to open your heart, wait and see, you know, just kind of, you know, intend that solution. And nature is so cool about bringing this stuff to your path, because we, in our sense, are all nature. We all have this magic in our spirits to heal our own selves. So when it makes sense that things around us in nature would also help to heal us, it's like we're all connected to this oneness. And it's very beautiful once you start to really embrace these principles, these concepts. They're all true. And it's only when you embrace them do you allow that healing. If you don't embrace them, you could be like the person that I was talking to last night that seemed to be so closed off and so stuck and just not open to any type of healing, you know, for themselves. For the astrology of spirit, I've got the sign of Scorpio, which I am. Joy Miles of Scorpio. I got the second house, which usually refers to money. Well, yeah, it refers to money. And then I got the North Node. The North Node is usually success from benefit. So that tells me, I feel like when people are worrying about this fourth earth temporary protection, it really stems from money. If you felt like you have the money, then maybe you wouldn't attack your spirit with so many thoughts of, oh, what's going to happen to, you know, this constant dread. When we are young, we don't have to worry about money. And generally speaking, most of us, hopefully you know, were a happy child like I was. Hopefully we're all happy at a young age. But that stems from not having to worry about the realm of money, you know. So that says something there. So it's not really our spirit, lack of spirituality. I feel like it's concern of material, you know, in the world that, you know, we kind of deceive our own selves to just worry about money so much. And we lose a part of our spirits just worrying about this money or worrying about what's going to happen to me. It's like we're taking some of our power and just not using it constructively. Worry. Instead of concentrating on problems, we need to concentrate on solutions. So I feel like that's why we need to focus on Virgo and the details of accumulating these resources for the fall. Ask yourself, what can you do to increase your resources so it won't be a bother, a worry, so you can get back into your spirit? Because your spirit, when you focus on that, and, you know, it just everything just won't be a problem anymore. You just heal yourself. You'd be able to resurrect your spirit like the scorpion. The scorpion sign of the zodiac is a good sign that represents spirituality and mysticism. It helps you to go within your emotions and really deal with that and help you to kind of go through like a rebirthing process. I feel like people will wait until they can get their money situation to go through this rebirthing process, to go through some type of, you know, sometimes people will take vacations and retreats to heal. I say, why not, like, go out for a walk, right? Try to do some of this healing in between. Only then, you know, are you going to be able to solve your money problems. If you wait until, oh, I have money, then I'll heal myself, then you may never get money and may never heal, right? Because the more you worry about it, it's like your worry is in direct correlation to obtaining wealth, right? So, and if you don't believe me, there are things in the job market that is interesting. There are rules when you go for an interview that, you know, you have to be on your best behavior. You have to dress nice. You have to be in a good mood. If you're not in a good mood, you may not get the job, right? It's a great symbol to life, how life works for you, too. If you're not in a good mood, how do you expect things to even work out for you? So the lesson I want everyone to take today, this morning, for Sunday meditation, when you get in the quiet space and you do deep breaths, three good deep breaths, think about, you know, healing yourself. Is everything really turned upside down? Try to really get into the importance of your life and heal, and try to heal and get more positivity. So then you can tackle these money issues with no problem, no concern, and only focus to solution-oriented, you know, methods. You have to be patient. The second house tells us to be patient for what you want. And then you will get what you need. You know, it just kind of comes to us. Tell about what you believe about obtaining your resources. You know, don't let that, you know, disturb you, because we do have time for the coming fall. Some of us may not even have time, right? Some of us may be needing money as of yesterday. And I know what people are going through out there. But we just have to just stick in there. We, you know, we do have a family on earth. You know, we all are one spirit. You know what I mean? And when you get into the spiritual, you know this more than ever, and you just realize a lot of this worrying is unnecessary. Like, money will come to me. I will do the necessary things to procure money, and it's going to be okay, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to meditate about it. You know, I'm going to just allow this stuff to happen. Money usually happens for me when I allow it. That's just what I realized. When I just kind of let the worries go, and I release it, and I open up to the wealth, and I release all of my fears, and I know that I'm going to attract this money. That's when money happens to me. It's the real, real thing that happens for me personally. So I hope this was helpful. Okay, we're approaching the end now of the show. I'll leave you with one last card of my celestial deck, still in the earth suit. I feel like a lot of us are worrying about money, resources. It's interesting. We never have to worry about this as young children. And we're happy as can be. We need to learn from our younger selves. But I got this Ten of Earth, but I feel like, you know, our financial security, our happy family life, and really just finding the magic and the little things in life, really appreciating and being content with what we have. Because some people don't have what we have. And North America is just fortunate to be here. There are, you know, immigrants that come here feeling like that they hit jackpot gold to be here. They don't take it for granted because they're coming from, you know, their perceived environments that are just not as great. I mean, I see Mexicans in my area, and they're trying to thrive. Here's a lot of immigrants where I am, and they're trying to thrive. They have their families, and they just want a better life here, and I get that. And I feel like for them to come over here and risk everything, even with border patrols and everything, that's got to, like, say something to you and your situation in your life. And look up, these people, they come from different countries to enjoy, you know, the resources and wealth of our country. Why not us? Why can't we enjoy it? There can't be something missing from us, because we live here too. So it's all about just, you know, recognizing how grateful we should all be that we are in North America. There's no war. You know what I mean? The weather's nice. Let's let our worries go to the heavens. Just open our hearts to the healing that is right here, that our spirits are never going to die. It's eternal. You know, energy is neither created nor destroyed. We are just going to simply move on. But what we must take from the earth is a lesson. We must learn these lessons in life, you know. So I'll leave you with that. I feel like, you know, I kind of spoke many words, and I just wanted to resonate with everyone that it's going to be okay. and this too shall pass. And I'm just going to say, I love everyone. And I hope that you guys find love in your heart for me. Because in a sense, we are all one spirit. And I really do believe this. I really do connect with this principle. It is all about healing each other. We are all human here. Much love and peace. You guys have a blessed Sunday. You know, have fun. Go out for a walk if you can, if you're able to. Or just open the window up in your house and just really contemplate on the sun and sun's energy. And just be thankful that you are still here and alive, and that I love you. And we, you know, you should love yourself. We all love each other, right? You know, love is the way. Love is how we felt when we were young. Let's just bring back that love as we were as children into our adult lives and remember that and increase our own healing powers. So I just want to say that. Stay tuned. You know, I'll most likely have a show Tuesday, but stay tuned for update schedules, and I'll send that out to Blog Talk accordingly and to all the social media networks. So have a joyous day. Peace.